اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفران يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I really welcome Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah as well in this session. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Ali Nasir?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan, how are you?
Sir.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, we hope, inshallah, you are as well fine. The best listeners of all time. So today, inshallah, without wasting the time, we'll move on to ayah 164 of Surah Ali Imran on page 71 of the Quran Kareem. So if you have Quran with you, brothers and sisters, please turn to page 71, ayah 164. All right? So everybody, let's listen once.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.
Nice recitation, mashallah. Allah bless the reciter. So the same as our previous sessions, we will have a short explanation, inshallah, about this ayah. Then we'll move on to the important tajweed rules, practical ones, and inshallah we'll practice the recitation as well. All right. So, brothers and sisters, please stay with us till the end of this session. So Allah Almighty in ayah 164 of Surah Ali Imran on page 71 says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. So Allah Almighty says, Allah certainly favored the faithful, the mu'mineen, when he raised up among them an apostle, a messenger, a prophet from among themselves, right? To recite to them his signs and to purify them and to teach them the book and wisdom. And earlier they had indeed been in manifest error. So Allah Almighty talks about an important part of our belief, an important part of our principle, the Islamic principles, okay? The five principles. Tawheed, the first one, the roots of Islam. Tawheed, Adala, Nabuwa, imama and qiyama. We have these five principles, yes? We must, as a Muslim, we must believe in them, right?
Yes.
And also, we ourselves must come to this understanding that we have tawheed, Allah Almighty, then Allah is just, Allah has sent prophets and imams, and we'll have the day of judgment, right? So one of the important principles, the third one is nabuwa. After we understood that Allah Almighty is one, He is wise, He is adil, he is knowledgeable, He doesn't create things without purpose, and also He does not leave human being without a guide, all right? Without a teacher, without a, a light of guidance, yes? So in this case, Allah Almighty must do something for the human being. He should not leave us alone. Like we ourselves, if we are left alone, okay, so we'll do anything we want. Maybe we will do a lot of things which are harmful to us, okay? And it will harm our hereafter life, our akhirah. So that's why Allah Almighty appoints what? Messengers, apostles, okay? From the human being, for the human being. From among the human being, for the human being, okay? Allah Almighty sends prophets, okay? The first reason is, in the Quran it says, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ To recite the signs of Allah Almighty to the people. To help the people, okay, understand God, know God better, to have a better communication with God, okay? This is the first reason, objectives. Second one, يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ To purify the souls of human beings. Allah Almighty says in the Quran for the Prophet, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلِقٍ عَظِيمٍ You have the best awsaf, khulq, moral, okay, or manners, ethics. So one of the reasons that Allah sends the prophets is to perfect the best attributes, the best qualities.
قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض
حياتي How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So inshallah, refer to the Tafasir book since our time is running out. So we don't have much time to explain more. Inshallah, you'll go to the Tafasir book. Inshallah, you will learn. All right? So it's time to go to the Tajweed part. Ready?
Yes.
So brothers and sisters, we'll mention some important Tajweed rules inshallah for you. And make sure inshallah you listen carefully and learn them inshallah. So the first important tajweed rule here is laqad, the letter dal, which is sakin, and you produce an echoing sound. Laqad, right?
Yes.
Manna Allahu, manna nun mushaddad. You should produce a nasal sound, idgham sound, and also prolong it for two counts, right? Laqad manna Allahu. The word Allah is pronounced this way, Allah heavily. Why? Because there is a fatha sound before. So if you have a fatha sound before the word Allah that we have here on the letter noon, you pronounce the word Allah with a heavy sound. Yeah, the letter lam is pronounced with heavy sound, with full mouth. If you have a kasra, yeah, you pronounce it lightly, like Bismillah. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ Pronounce the letter dhal correctly. Ba'atha, tha correctly. Fihim, rasulan min. Rasulan min. Rasulan tanwin. After the tanwin, you got a meme, the letter meme. It means you should join them, okay? Rasulam, merge them. Tanwin with meme. Rasulam, nasal sound also. Min, anfusihim, min. Nun sakin plus hamza. you should clearly read the noon, min. But the next noon, right after the hamza, that's as well sakin. Anfusihim, right, Hussein? Anfusihim. So that noon sakin is hidden. You should hide the sound because sin is fa is there, right? Yes, fa is from the rest of the letters, you should hide. Min anfusihim. Rasulam min anfusihim. Got it?
Yes.
Yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuzakkihim wa yu'allimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah. Ta wa in kanu. Wa in kanu. Nun sakin plus kaf. You hide the sound of nun. Wa in. Wa in kanu. Min, again, nun sakin plus qaf, ikhfa, again, hide the sound. Min qablu lam fi dalalin mubin, dalalin mubin. You got a tashdid on mim as well, so merge the sound. Got it? So, now that you know the tajweed rules, Hassan Hussein and Ali Nasir, I will recite once. Make sure, inshallah, you listen carefully and repeat after me. Ready?
Yes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم.
لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم.
أحسن. رسولا من أنفسهم. Right? Okay. إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم.
إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم.
ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.
ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us. That's from us for today. And inshallah, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions tomorrow at the same time. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان